Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and this is True Religion Radio. And today we're going to talk about Aristotle, and we're going to talk about Aristotle's God and how it's influenced Christianity. And we're going to talk about the true God of Israel. I like to compare and contrast. I like to compare the false beliefs of men with the actual teachings of the scriptures, so you can see where people are being deceived and so that you yourself can avoid those deceptions. It's just that simple. Now, Aristotle believed that there is a God, and he actually came up with a couple different arguments to support that belief. And one of them is that the argument of motion, meaning that things are in motion, and that the fact that they remain in motion means that there's got to be a superior force behind them that keeps them in motion. One of them, right? Now, according to Aristotle, the God that exists creates by accident. He's totally unaware of his creations, care less. He's so preoccupied and caught up in his own mind that that's all. He doesn't really think outside of his own head, and that the creations are accidental. And that the motion is simply the natural attraction that exists between the creation and the master. Think about that. Ridiculous. It really is. I mean, let me ask you a question. If you have children, do you just forget about them? Do you ever forget about your kids? Of course not. They're on your mind all the time. You worry about it. You pray for them. You call them. You talk to them, right? Because they're your kids. That's your creation, right? And God's perfect. We're not. So as imperfect parents, we can show love. Think about the love that God can show, because he is our father, literally. And I can tell you that God does not forget. He doesn't forget us, and he is very, very active in his creation. And so if you follow Aristotle's doctrines down to the present time, you can find them in deism, which was believed by some of the individuals prior to the 1800s, even into the 1800s. And the concept behind deism is that, yeah, there is a God, but he pretty much is not involved in human affairs. They like to present the clock theory, whereby the clock gets wound by God, but after that he just lets it run. No, that's not how it works. Again, another false doctrine. God is actively involved. Now, understand that these doctrines aren't just false, but they really do corrupt the relationship we have with God. That's what they're designed to do. I mean, if God doesn't care, then why should we pray? Why even go to him with our problems, right? He doesn't care. See where this takes you? This literally separates you from God, which is a satanic play, we'll say, designed to separate us from our God, because that's what Satan wants to do, because Satan knows if he separates us from God, then we're going to find ourselves with him, because there isn't any other options, right? So I'm just telling you what we need to do. We need to understand the relationship that we have with God, not be deceived by these lies, you know, through so-called science. Now, one of the other fallacies that people bought into is the Socratic God knows as much as he's going to know, and he doesn't care about anything else. And that's why he remains unaware of us. So they believe, in essence, those that argue against the Socratic God from a scientific standpoint argue that he is basically still learning, right? Also known as the progressive God. Now, think about that a second. God's still learning? God has a fullness of knowledge and wisdom. If he didn't, he'd cease to be God. If he didn't, then there are things that are outside his control. We know that's an absolute lie. There is nothing outside his control. He sees into the very abyss. He sees in the darkest, deepest pit. He's still God over everything. There is not one atom that he doesn't perceive, that he cannot see that's going on. That's the God that we worship. There's no progressive God. God doesn't increase in learning. He's got everything. He's got the perfection of knowledge. He's got the perfection of wisdom. He's got the perfection of love. He's got the perfection of mercy and justice. He has a fullness of all these attributes. That's what makes him God. And that's why we love him. And of course, this is personified through the example of God among us, which was Jesus Christ, also known, right, as Emmanuel, which means God with us. So understand that when Jesus Christ was on the earth, that he was God with us, Emmanuel, and that he had the full knowledge of everything that was going on, not just in his area, but everything, right? He was given the ability to know everything that was going on, and he did. So there is no progressive God. Now, one other false teaching of the philosophers, Plato obviously presented this, and that was this concept of we come to mortality and we come back to mortality and we come back to mortality. You're going to hear more about this when we talk about Neoplatonism, but understand that this doctrine of reincarnation doesn't make any sense. And let me explain it to you. First of all, when you come to mortality, you come here with a veil of forgetfulness. What do you remember from your time with God in your pre-existence? What do you remember from that experience? We were with him for eternities, and yet, what do we remember in this life about that? Nothing. Because if we remembered everything, then our true character would never come out. Because we'd know deep down inside that everything around us is nothing compared to what's there. And we would automatically reject everything in this world. But in order for our true character to come out, we agreed to come down here and to have literally a memory wipe. And that's what happened. We remember nothing. So if we were to repeat the experience, we would still come down with a new memory wipe, which means we would remember nothing. Which means we would simply repeat the same choices we made in this life, because our character is what it is. And unless we humble ourselves and recognize our weaknesses and go to Jesus Christ and ask him to turn our weaknesses into strength and forgive us for our sins and repent, right, and obey his commandments, those weaknesses don't go away. They'd be with you forever, which means you'd have multiple lives with the same weaknesses because you haven't repented. But let's assume you do repent this life, right? Well, guess what? You get to come down into another imperfect body, and you probably have the same weaknesses you had in this one. You just repeat the same mistakes over and over and over again. There is no perpetual Groundhog Day, my friends. There is no reincarnation. There's one life. It's the life we've been given. It's the life we have right now. And individuals that believe that you're going to get another chance at this are grossly deceived. And literally, you are going to procrastinate the day of your salvation until it's too late. So, false doctrines, true doctrines, right? That's what we're about here, showing the difference between true and false, good and evil, corrupt and incorruption. And in the day, do I claim that I have a perfect view of everything? Of course not. I'm just as imperfect as anybody else. But there's certain things that I know to be true, and that's what I will share with you. I love to study all sides of an argument. I love to share that with you, and so you can see for yourself. Make your own decisions. And of course, in the end, it's the only power we really have with other people. It's the power of persuasion. The power to say, hey, look at this. Think about this. There is no other power that we have. Because in the end, that, my friends, is the power of love. And that is the power of God. And that's how God governs his creation, is we all come to the realization that his way really is the best way, and that we can't improve it. We can't do things better than he has done them, or that he would do them, right? He's perfect, we're not. And so we learn to submit to his will, not because of weakness, but because of strength, because we realize that any other way is just going to lead us to destruction. Whereas his way will take us on a straight and narrow path back to his presence. This is Paul Drockton. This is True Religion Radio. God bless. Have a great day.